Well, let's welcome on and say hello to somebody who is right here in Kansas City, thanks to an event that is taking place today. Tana Gerch joins us on KCMO Talk Radio, and she, you may know her from her time as a former Donald Trump advisor from Iowa. She's now in the Kansas City area on behalf of Mask Choice for Kids, and she joins us on KCMO Talk Radio. Tana, good morning. Great to have you on. We appreciate you being here. So what brings you to town?
Thanks for having me. Well, just like you said, I'm here for a rally, and I'm here to support the parents, the teachers, the students, the community, really, for Mask Choice for Kids. So I couldn't be more excited to be here today.
So as you have dove into this issue, I'm sure around the entire nation, what is being misunderstood about this argument and the way that it's being portrayed by national media?
Great question. Well, I'm a professional speaker. I go from coast to coast, and I travel the country going to numerous events. And the number one question I get before I hop on a plane is, are you going to be allowed to fly? You know, is there a mask mandate that's going to prohibit you from coming here and we're going to lose our deposit and whatnot? And I said, no. I said, you know, I'll play the game. I'll play by the rules. I'll wear a mask on an airplane. The minute I get off that plane, if your state doesn't require me to wear that mask, the mask won't be on. We're going to have a great time. And I'm with like-minded individuals that want to say, we want our freedom. We want to have the choice to wear that face diaper or not. And I choose not to wear it. And I'm so proud of the community here that is also behind this. It's not just in Kansas City. It's actually nationwide. And the number one concern is that people don't believe masks work. I'm not here to debate that. What I'm here to do is to help the children and the parents that want to have their child have the freedom to wear the mask or not.
What about when you go, you mentioned you go coast to coast. I mean, there's a perception that this is maybe just in, you know, red middle America where this is an issue. But I feel like we're starting to see more of this pop up and these concerns pop up in what are traditionally Democrat-leaning states. How much of that is true, Tana?
Actually, every event that I've ever gone to, and there's been hundreds just in this year, I have not been forced to wear a mask. It really doesn't matter if it's a blue state. I'm doing so much work in California, you can't even believe it. We don't wear masks. I don't have to wear a mask when I go to the restaurant. So it really, this is really not a red state, blue state issue. This is really about lions versus sheep, really, in my opinion. It's the people like me who were born to be a leader, who were born to question things. I questioned my mother when I was like 5 years old. I questioned her about everything, every decision she made for me. So if in life, are you a leader or a lion, or are you a little follower and a wimpy little person who goes and follows the flock, and you're a sheep? And that's really what this comes down to. And this group was founded by a wonderful group of kids that were lions, that were like me when I was young. And I want to get behind them and support them and say, you have a voice.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Tana Gerch is joining us here. She's a former Donald Trump advisor from Iowa. She's now going to be here tonight on behalf of the group Mask Choice for Kids. They are going to be at the Blue Valley School Board meeting that is taking place at 5 o'clock this evening. Tana, I do want to make sure that, you know, we always want to encourage people that are going out to these events to be, we've got to be smart, right? Like, I think too many times you get one or two people that are a little out of hand and they go viral and then they make everybody look bad. So what's the best way to make sure we do this smart?
That's a great point and a great statement that you're making, and it's real simple. It's be classy, be respectful. Your children, your community are watching you. A lot of times people don't realize this. Many parents don't. that your children are watching you at whatever age they are. I have two children. They're 23 and 26. They watch my every move. Even though I don't think they're watching me for guidance, for leadership. I'm their mentor. And so many of these parents are out acting idiotic. They're running around screaming, spitting in people's faces. I mean, you have to realize I work for the President of the United States. I know what hatred looks like. I know what vile, satanic people look like, and that's not what I'm expecting tonight. What I'm expecting is a great debate. I love to debate with people. Like I said, I'm not here to debate if the masks work. I'm here to debate that your child needs an advocate and that parents should stand up on behalf of their children. So be respectful, be polite, you know, be classy, really, is what I'm hoping that people will behave like.
Tana, having gone to so many of these, is there a, I don't know if formula is the right word, but is there a way that you have had success, not just being classy, but is there an argument or an example that you can point to on ways that you have helped people get those freedoms and win over some of these school boards as you've gone around the country?
Yes, there is, and that is to remain calm. Listen, I was on Donald Trump's show, The Apprentice, for 18 weeks with people that wanted to kill me in that boardroom. You have to be diplomatic. You have to state your case in a very calm, convincing manner. And really, that's what we plan on doing. The people that, like myself, that will be speaking at the school board meeting, we're not there to harangue these people who are trying to do their job, who are actually have their hands tied, who don't want to have these meetings, who don't want to have these discussions, and probably who don't want to have our children wearing masks. So it's really to point out the facts. I'm a real logical person. I speak logically. I don't get involved in emotions. And that's really what I've seen, Pete, when I go coast to coast, is people let their emotions get in the way. They get all frantic. They get manic, and they look like nut jobs.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. You're right. And then the media can use that against them and against the whole movement, which is not what we want to have happen. Tana,
exactly.
By the way, did I see this right? That you're a Villanova graduate, which I am. Did I see that right when I was doing some research earlier?
You saw half of it right. I went to Villanova, but I did not graduate from Villanova. I moved on from Villanova to Brigham Young University, and that's a whole nother story for a whole nother show.
Interesting. Well, Tana, it's great to have you in town. Thank you for being here to support this group and joining this fight, and looking forward to seeing how things go tonight. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Tana Gertz on KCMO Talk Radio. She is a former advisor to President Trump from Iowa, and now is going to be here tonight on behalf of Mask Choice for Kids. That's going to be taking place at the Blue Valley School Board meeting, 5 o'clock this evening.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.